Someday when my last line is written, someday when I draw my last breath, when my last words on earth have been spoken, and my lips are sealed in death, don't look on my cold form in pity, don't think of me as one dead. It'll just be the house I once lived in. My spirit by then will have fled. I'll have finished my time here allotted, but I won't be in darkness alone. I will have heard from heaven the summons to come on home. And when my body is in the grave, don't think that I'll be there. I won't be dead but living in the place Jesus went to prepare. And after all is said and done, know that my last earnest prayer is that my loved ones be ready someday to meet me there.
Oh, thank you. I'll tell you what, Tim was talking about how his, you know, this lady wrote this eulogy, this poem to be read over her when she's gone, and that put me to thinking, so I sat down and wrote one for myself when I'm gone, and Tim said he would gladly, well, I don't know if he'd gladly read it over me, but ever how that works out, but it goes something like this. He was Southern born and Southern bred, and now, by God, he's Southern dead, so what can you do?
That is beautiful.
Ain't that the Kentucky Fried Chicken logo?
It may be.
I'm just... Oh.
Yeah, man. Do y'all like dobro playing by any chance? Well, you're going to enjoy this. This young man has been a member of Blue Highway for 18 years now. He is the 13-time and reigning IBMA Dobro Player of the Year. He now has the distinction of having more IBMA awards than any single musician in the history of that organization. But what do you expect from a kid born and raised in the home of bluegrass music, San Francisco, California? Yes, he was. He's a good one, folks. I'm telling you, now he lives down in Franklin, Tennessee. Would you please make welcome Mr. Rob Ikes on the dobro right there?